Anytime you share a natural illustration, it can always break down when you're trying to convey a spiritual principle or truth. But how many of you kids, teenagers, and even when you were a kid, when I was a kid, that in the house we had to ask mom and dad every time we wanted to get something out of the refrigerator, or that we had to ask every time we wanted to turn a TV on, we had to ask when it was time to go to bed, ask to brush our teeth. Oh, we didn't do that too often, did we? Take a bath. Why did we not have to ask on all of these different things all of the time? Anybody? I'm sorry. Sometimes I overlook the front row. Did you say something? Oh, you didn't say anything. Oh, you are? Right, we already know our mom and dad's, the authority of the household's will and what we can and what we can't do. So we don't ask every time, we just go and do it. We open up the refrigerator, we get something to drink or eat because it's ours. See? We've got to understand that in the house, in the kingdom, what belongs to us, what's ours. So we can just go, take. Amen? Yes. We even have Bible for it.
We better believe it.
Yeah. But we really don't, because we don't live it that way. We live too often like a beggar and asking God for this and asking God for that. I just want to take just a few minutes that if anybody, if the Lord has spoken to you something, or maybe you did get miraculously healed right now, right today, and you can do something or that you couldn't do before, or you just got a testimony, maybe the Lord shared something with you. I would love for you to share that. Did anybody? Yes, ma'am. The little warrior man. It's the most accurate. Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Real quickly. This is your opportunity. Yes. Man, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Lord's really put my neighbor, you know, we moved into this new neighborhood, and we're getting very involved in the neighborhood. And I really want to start a home church in the neighborhood, but just not quite there yet. I don't really feel released. First, I thought I'd do this. Anyway, there's one particular neighbor. His name is Mike. people really need Christ. They don't know it. They really need the Lord. So many people like that. So many people like that. And it's just so important to reach out, to be obedient, and do what the Lord says. Because there's a million doors to be opened. They're wide open.
Yep, that's right.
They're wide open.
That's
all
right.
All you have to do is walk in.
Amen.
So I hope that encourages you guys. It sure encouraged me.
Amen.
You know, keep my neighborhood in prayer. And I'll pray for you guys' neighborhood.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I have a few things that I wanted to kind of announce, and also I just had a couple more thoughts about faith and praying. And it used to be, you know, in the circles that we were in, a real taboo, you know, to say I'm sick or I'm hurt, or and it was really bad to do that after you were prayed for or after you made a you professed healing into your body. And I just want to say this about that. Don't lie.
Amen.
Be truthful. If you're sick, you don't feel well, your body parts aren't healed yet, it is okay and not a lack of faith to say, I'm sick. I'm hurt. There is more ways than one to be healed. God may be speaking something else to you. There's nothing wrong with going to a doctor either. Getting operations, whatever. Praise God for that. That God has given people wisdom. And so, I just wanted to say, we need, our words are important, but we're not to lie either. Does that kind of be plain about that? Okay. A couple announcement things really quick. We do have a sign-up sheet now, you told me this morning, for the hockey game. We are putting together a hockey, to go to hockey game on Tuesday, February 1st. And this is not just for our church body. This is going to be for I don't even know what to call us, a network of churches in Independence. And several of the churches already said that they are going to advertise for this and see how many people we can get. I'm hoping that we can get maybe a whole section full of different churches. And this is for a couple reasons. One is to start developing more of a relationship with some of the other churches, to get to know them in a relaxed atmosphere, not just a churchy type atmosphere. And also to get people even more plugged into what's happening in the event center and the Mavericks hockey game, and Derek will be playing for sure by then. I just had this word for us, and Derek, you came to mind when I had the word. He has called us to play. He has not called us to be spectators. We are to play. You know what I mean by that? We are to be actively engaged. We have developed a whole culture of church that, in my estimation, is unbiblical. We have developed, I'm sorry, because I might start preaching here, and it might take long, but I'll be quiet after this. Two more announcements real quick. Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday next, I think it's the 21st or 2nd, is it 22nd? We usually have intercession and prayer on Wednesday, and we're going to do some of that as well, but we're going to also have a communion time for us to do that. And, you know, communion's a whole other thing. You know, when the church started, it wasn't these little shots of grape juice in a hard wafer thing. They had meals together. And, you know, when we have our meals and we have our barbecue things out at the lake, whenever we have a meal together, that's the way I look at it. That we're having communion with one another and with the Lord. But the traditional kind of way is also to remind us, and that's what we'll do on Wednesday as well. We also developed an online calendar. You'll get some more information about this, but this calendar online is also going to be for the churches that we've networked in, and they're going to have access to put what events, outreaches, and things on this calendar that they want other churches involved in or inviting other churches to be part of. There's also a place for that once you see the calendar, whatever that event is, that you can click that event and it'll tell you where it's at. There can be a map for it. There's phone numbers. There can also be, we may need 3 people to do this, 40 people to do that. We need finances. We need whatever this kind of a thing is. And I'm kind of excited about that so we can start being more aware of what's going on in our city with the churches that we're connected with. And I want to encourage you all to, our prayer on Wednesday night, what you're doing, our prayer, it's not falling on deaf ears. Things are really happening. They are happening in people's lives. I hear people talking about, and you know what happens a lot of times is when we're praying together and then all of a sudden something else happens over here in another area of our life, we don't relate it to the integrity of our whole life of what's going on. For instance, the Bible says that God commands a blessing when his children are in unity. Just the fact that other churches are coming together, we don't have our denominational walls and doctrines that everybody has to attain to, but we're just loving one another for who they are, and we are grateful for their denominational heritage and background, but we're not making a big deal about it. We're all children of God. Do you know just that fact begins opening things in our city that would never, ever happen otherwise? You can pray forever, but until we come into unity, it's not going to happen. And I'm so excited about this because more and more people. I was invited 2 weeks ago, and I knew some guys in Eastern Jackson County in the Blue Springs area. I've known some of the pastors over there. They're not friends, but I know of them, and we've talked, and we've been around each other. But they're also sensing a very similar thing and got a group of us together to begin dialoguing on what we can do to help each other's church and the community and things. It's not exactly like what independence, but my point in that is others are hearing this same thing and wanting to get beyond what's happening in their four walls. And I believe that when we're praying for this, because we've been praying and others have been praying for years and years and years. There are people that are no longer living that's been praying for this city, and their prayers aren't falling on deaf ears. And I mean, Jesus, he has a prayer that hasn't been answered yet in John 17, that all of us would come as one, just like he and the Father is. We haven't seen that, but hey, God's going to answer that prayer with somebody. And I want it to be me. I want to be part of that. And so as we're praying and continue, you may feel, sometimes when, especially we come in here on Wednesday nights or you go to prayer, how many of you always just feel so excited and it's so energizing? And, when you go to prayer in your prayer closet, you just feel so uplifted. Sometimes you just feel like somebody slapped you. And it's just like to try to get words to come out of your mouth. And it's like, prayer is so heavy. God, why is it so heavy? But not to stop. And to keep going regardless, because things are happening, things are opening up. Amen? Praise the Lord. You ready to leave? You ready to go home now? You had something?